Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It can be pretty easy to take in the beauty of orchids. You can find them at markets, flower shops, with their diverse array of colorful blooms, but there is much to be learned about them. Orchids are among the largest plant families in the world, with upwards of 30,000 different species growing across every continent except Antarctica and in almost every color except for true black. Locally, the Sacramento Orchid Society has been celebrating this flowering plant for decades, 75 years to be exact. And this weekend, they're going to take it up a notch and they're celebrating their anniversary this weekend. The event goes Friday to Sunday, April 12th to the 14th at the Carmichael Elks Lodge. Here to tell us more about the Orchid Jubilee is Dave Veach, the president of the Sacramento Orchid Society. Good afternoon.
Well, thank you, Vicky.
I am here for this. I'm going to dive into the world of orchids. Where did your love and interest for orchids, when did it begin?
You know, I was on a trip to Hawaii in 2010. So I'm a relatively new convert to orchids. But my wife and I visited a nursery over there. And in that nursery, they had what they call flasks of orchids. And flasks are the baby orchids they've raised from seeds. And so the flask was like $40 and all the rest of the orchids were, you know, like $20, $30, $40. And I said, oh, well, $40 for 40 plants, that seems like a pretty good deal. So I got it and brought it home and I deflasked it. And so I took all the baby orchids out and put each of them into their own little container. And I got 45 orchids out of that. And within 2 months, I'd killed 44 out of those 45.
Yeah, I have run up against that with orchids. Yes. When you get them as gifts. So I think people will benefit from this conversation. If you can simply explain before we dive into the event and the Orchid Society, what did you do wrong?
Well, the main thing that I did wrong was not knowing anything about orchids was number one. And number two was the type of moss that I used was not the correct type of moss that I put them in. And so it didn't retain the moisture they needed, and they consequently died.
So that could have been it for you. You could have been like, all right, scrap that. I'm on to another plant. I'm going to garden something else. But you didn't do that. You did quite the opposite. You joined an orchid society that you are now the president of.
Indeed. I decided I wanted to learn more about it. You know, what did I do wrong? I'm an engineer by trade. So for me, of course, it's like, well, I want to solve this problem. And so I went and I went to one of the Orchid Society meetings. And while I was at that meeting, I won another orchid off of their raffle table. You know, I bought $5 worth of tickets or whatever. And I brought that home. And basically, through going to the society, I learned how better to take care of it. And so both those, that one orchid that survived from the flask and that orchid I got on the raffle table, I have both of those still today.
Oh, that's wonderful. And when talking about the Sacramento Orchid Society, I was surprised to learn it's celebrating 75 years. I would think that Sacramento is kind of a nice fertile ground for orchid lovers and those who just want to learn how to take care of this plant.
It absolutely is. We have over 100 members in our society, and those are families, so it's more than just one person. And the variety of orchids that people grow here is pretty amazing. I would guess that we'll see at least hundreds of different types at our show this year. And I know that because obviously not all orchids are in bloom at the same time. So people here probably grow at least 2,500 or, you know, 3,000 plus different types of orchids.
Is there something about or beneficial about Sacramento's climate, its landscape, that allows to have, you know, thousands of species and varieties of orchids to be grown year round?
Yes. The majority of those orchids are grown in greenhouses, of course, which means that the environment outside is less, doesn't
important.
Have to be quite so forgiving. But we also have a lot of folks here who grow cymbidium orchids, which we grow outside 100% of the time. And so they don't mind the heat, they don't mind the cold, and they just, if you give them a little bit of water and a little bit of fertilizer, and in the fall, the cold triggers them to bloom, and during the cold winter months, you have these beautiful sprays of flowers out in your yard.
I was reading about you do an orchid of the month and you write about it. And I think the one that I read yesterday was over 100 years old.
Indeed.
Like 130 something years old. That was impressive.
So that orchid is Epicatleia veitchii. And my last name is Veitch. So it happens that in my family, one of the branches of my family, he was the first person to ever hybridize an orchid. And that was back in the 1860s, 1870s in England. So that family member had the largest nursery in England, and he sent people out all over the world to collect orchids and other plants and bring them back. And so that's what they did, and they learned to hybridize it. And so there are probably over 100 different orchids that contain the Veitch name. So
it's kind of serendipitous for you.
Indeed.
Now as the president of an orchid society, which is now celebrating 75 years. So let's talk about the Orchid Jubilee. It is taking place Friday through Sunday. It's open to the public. What do you want people to know?
Well, I would like people to know that, you know, learning about orchids is a fabulous way to broaden your horticultural, knowledge. And orchids are, you know, most people believe that orchids are pretty hard to grow and they're very delicate and so forth, but nothing could really be further from the truth. Most orchids are extremely hardy. They will tough it out in lots of different conditions. You know, for instance, you'll note that I brought in this.
You brought some samples.
Dendrobium trontuanii, and you can see I grow it on a piece of bark. And so it's kind of in its natural state. And this one comes from Vietnam. And this is a rather unique one because it's got these flat pseudobulbs, we call it.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to, say, for instance, this Maxillaria, which has the rounded pseudobulbs. So, but that's, which is much more common.
And you have that one in a coffee mug.
And I have that one in a coffee mug because this is our 75th anniversary special coffee mug.
Wonderful.
That will be available at the show as well. And this one, actually, I'm giving to Sarit, your producer. And actually, if you want to smell this one, Vicky,
I would love to. I can see Sarit right now. He's very excited. Oh, wow. The fragrance is surprising. I want to say vanilla, but not really vanilla. No. How would you describe it?
That is called the coconut orchid.
Coconut. Yes. Yes. That is so interesting. I would have never thought that.
Yeah. So
just looking at it, I would have never thought it smelled like coconut.
Probably more orchids have fragrance than not. So, and that's to attract their pollinators. You know, because orchids over the millions of years have all evolved to the specific critter that pollinates them. So this guy may be some kind of a bee that likes coconut, for instance. So at our show, we have lots of vendors so people can pick up some new unique orchids that they wouldn't ever see at, say, the grocery store or even most nurseries or, flower shops and nurseries, that sort of thing. And we are having actually a preview night, which is
just Friday.
Yes, on Friday evening. And this is the first time we've done that in 25 years. So it's a very special thing for us. And we hope it will be a very special thing for other folks, too.
How much does it cost to go just to a Saturday and Sunday, even not the preview?
So the Saturday and Sunday, the single ticket price is $13. And for two or more, it's $12.50, so $25 for two.
And I would imagine it's open to all ages.
Absolutely. In fact, kids 16 and under with a paid adult are free.
Oh, great.
So you can bring the family.
I would think the turnout would be strong year after year. I mean, it's just such a beautiful excuse to get outside and to surround yourself with orchids, whether you take some away and you have a green thumb or not. I just think it's a nice way to spend the afternoon and the weekend.
Absolutely. Our vendors will have orchids for novices to experts. So if there's maybe something that, you know, you want to really just try it, our vendors can help you understand how to take care of it and to grow it and to be successful with it.
I would imagine since orchids are the largest or, you know, one of the top largest plant species in the world, they must be pretty tough and pretty resilient to survive and diversify in this way over generations and millennia, probably.
Absolutely. They have adapted to just about every environment, like you said, except Antarctica. Although the way things are going, they may adapt there as well. but yes, they are. We have actually a lot of native orchids in North America, but those are not ones we typically grow at home because they usually require special environments, like, and usually is associated with fungus that grow in the soil. And that helps, it feeds the orchids, and they use that.
Do you know if we have any here in California that are native?
We absolutely do. We have lots of native orchid species here. And in fact, in June, we have a speaker at our society who will be talking about California native orchids.
Great. And that'll be a great excuse to go and to get outside and go on some hiking trails and take them in for yourself. Finally, we only have about 30 seconds left. If someone is staring at their sad orchid, it has not bloomed, they think it's done, but maybe it's not. What advice do you have for them?
My first advice is repot it. Because what happens is when you buy it in the store, it's been in that same material for a long time, and it does not get enough air to its roots. And so repotting it will kind of revive your orchid for you.
Dave, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Vicki.
It's going to be a lot of fun this weekend.
I'm looking forward to it.
Dave Veach is the president of the Sacramento Orchid Society, which will hold its 75th annual Orchid Jubilee this weekend, April 12th to the 14th at the Carmichael Elks Lodge. We have all of that information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, you can email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Lashinsky and managing editor Aram Sarkissian. Our digital producer and audio engineer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.